I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we recap the Iowa Corn 350 Powered by Ethanol NASCAR Cup Series race held at Iowa Speedway in Newton on Sunday. William Byron took the checkered flag at the Iowa Corn 350 Powered by Ethanol at the Iowa Speedway in Newton on Sunday. A large spat of cautions in Sunday's Iowa Corn 350 allowed Byron to save a significant amount of fuel, and that proved the difference in Byron's second victory of the season and first since the Daytona 500. Squeezing 144 laps out of his fuel cell at a sold-out Iowa Speedway track where the fuel window is roughly 100 laps, Byron crossed the finish line ahead of a trio of pursuers, pole winner Chase Briscoe, first and second stage winner Brad Keselowski, and defending race winner Ryan Blaney, all on different strategies. Byron's margin of victory over second-place Briscoe was 1.192 seconds, with Keselowski in third and Blaney in fourth, both within a car length of the runner-up at the finish line. After running in the top five for most of last Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series race at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Byron ran out of fuel in overtime while running third. With fuel collapsing him repeatedly to save fuel at Iowa, Byron conserved just enough. With his first victory at the 0.875-mile short track and his 15th of his career, Byron regained the series lead by 18 points over teammate Chase Elliott, who finished 14th after pitting for fuel on lap 283 of 350. What enabled Byron to stretch his fuel to 144 laps was a series of 7 quick cautions within 65 laps at the start of the final stage. All told, 12 cautions slowed the race for 72 laps. Briscoe got close to Byron there during the final 64-lap green flag run, but couldn't challenge for the lead. Needing a victory to qualify for the Cup Series playoffs, Keselowski won his first two stages, but the fuel advantage on the final run was negated by the abundant cautions. Byron led 141 laps to 81 for Briscoe and 68 for Keselowski. After the race, Byron said that it felt good to have a race go their way after some frustrations they've had throughout the rest of the race season.
I really feel like we needed to win a race. Like I feel like we deserve to win a race, like based on how we've run all year, and it just wasn't happening. You know, I felt like we had to learn how to do basically everything right, and things were still not really working out in our favor. So this is just a big relief for to have one kind of go our way. And, you know, we've just been running so well this year. I feel like it's, this is going to be a big momentum boost for our team, just to be able to kind of check that one off the list and keep carrying the speed that we've had.
Byron added that him and his team have struggled with short tracks in the past, and the win in Iowa will be a confidence booster moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we came out on the wrong side last year. I don't think we were really, I think he was the best car, you know, so we didn't really have a lot of chances at winning last year, but we had a good run. You know, we did a good job last year, and I think coming here, yeah, we didn't really know what to expect. The track had aged quite a bit, so we'd worked on our short track program. So I feel like, you know, short tracks are probably a weakness for us. It's probably the area where we can improve the most. And so to have a weekend like we had this weekend is just kind of opens up a big door and window for us, because this has probably been. These tracks have been the area we've needed to work on the most. So just happy to be in a position to win today. I felt like we were a top 3 or 4 car, and it's just awesome to come home with a win.
Byron also added that it took a lot of strategy, especially when it came to fuel, to win Sunday's race.
I mean, shoot, I just think about some of the races we've been on the wrong side of this year, and, you know, usually someone's catching us at the end and we're having to hold them off. So to be on the other side of it this time and you know, be pulling away and saving fuel was awesome. You know, I was just hopeful that we could save enough. So, Rudy was coaching me on how much to save, and I hadn't really gotten any warnings in the car. So, he told me I had a lap on the switch. So I felt like if I could get off a 4, come into the white, I could win the race. So that's kind of what was in my head, and that was mostly true. I mean, I got around and did a burnout. And still, I would say at the tail end of the burnout, you know, had the fuel pressure come up. So I don't know how many laps that would have been. But, it's just awesome. I mean, you know, the guys have worked super hard on the strategy side of things. And to see it all come together today like it did, and kind of, honestly, in the reverse fortune of how it's gone, it was pretty cool.
Byron's crew chief, Rudy Feudal, says that Byron continues to grow and mature as a driver.
He's an awesome driver. He's a, you know, I think he's the best driver all around in the field right now. Of course, he's mine, and I should say that, but I really think he's maturing and getting the experience to show that off. He's very well diversified, and then he's a fighter. You know, he's got a hard line and fights through everything. There's no there's no quit. Those are things that he's gotten better at as well over the years, is just rolling with the punches and what happens next. And next thing you know, you're leading and you get a chance to win.
The quest for the final playoff spots continues in this upcoming Sunday's Go Bowling at the Glen on the road course at Watkins Glen International. Once again, that was a recap of the Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol held at Iowa Speedway in Newton on Sunday. For KNIA Careless Sports on today's Lely Radio Sports page, I'm Clayton Sampson.